Christmas songs are something that resonate with all of the members. As far back as I can remember, I was listening to Christmas music on the radio with my family, and now having a band to facilitate new arrangements, we're always trying to push the boundaries. And so I think taking these classic tunes and trying to do something new with them is something that we are very, very excited about and interested in putting out there.
I think when we are looking for an arrangement of a song, it's not difficult for us to envision it being Act of Congress. I think over the years, we know who we are as individuals and what that person brings to the table. It's just getting to that point. We have the vision of the song, but it's being willing to mentally, you know, work 7 or 8 weeks on one song until it gets to where you're comfortable with it. That's the challenging part.
Sleigh Ride is an interesting composition because it has had many different forms. It began as a happy birthday arrangement that we did for someone. Then it morphed into a song we could use to push merchandise at shows. Then it became a background music for Arrested Development, the TV show. They were going to do a documentary about it, and they asked us to submit something for that. It became that song. And then finally we landed on the arrangement for a Christmas tune, that being Sleigh Ride. And so it's kind of morphed into Sleigh Ride over the years. But it's just a fun, light, just like the original, with a little bit of a folky spin.
I love the technicality of Christmas music, just from a musical perspective. I feel like Christmas music, and specifically the songs that we've chosen in Act of Congress, it really has pushed us from a writing, creative standpoint to another level. The way that we arrange these songs, we go in and we listen to everybody's version of one song. So we'll take Sleigh Ride, and we listen to every single version of Sleigh Ride that was on iTunes, and we said, you know, what can we do differently? What little tidbits from this person's song that we liked? You know, what can we inject into it to make our version interesting?